So as I pondered this lesson, I came to some insights about myself that I found pretty darn fascinating. So I don't think I've ever written a page turner. I just don't think any of my work is a page turning work. You know, you finish it, you got to get to the next page. Finish it, you got to get to the next page. Like I really like Tom Clancy. I really do. And one of my favorite Clancy characters, the most obvious one is John Clark. And John Clark started as, his name was John Kelly. And he'd returned from Vietnam and, you know, drove an old international, well, it was probably a new international scout, got a girlfriend, ran into some problems, took care of business. And, well, it was a good book. I forget which one that was called. I can see the cover, but I can't remember the name. But it was a page turner. I couldn't wait to get to the next page and keep going. I didn't want to skip, didn't want to skim, but I couldn't wait to the next page. And I notice, in a way, that's the kind of life that I've developed. I'm enjoying the current page and always looking forward to the next. Because I've got a lot of buns in the oven. I am continuously exploring who I am, how this works, what new desires show up, and how to assume them. I mean, it's all simple. I mean, you move into the state of your wish fulfilled. But even that's an adventure. It's not a struggle to me. And I think it's really important to notice these things. And so we did the YouTube show, which is part of this official lesson. You'll see the video there. And I talked about, this is a way that people make this work and make it struggle and make it loopy. And we did three little videos, and we called one of, or this is from the X-Files number 2. The first one was X Marks the Spot, and we explored the importance of vertical, which we've done a lot in this course. The second one was about Lot's wife and how she looked longingly to the past. And to look longingly to the past, again, this is just one interpretation when I look at different versions of the Bible. When you look to the past and you assume that's what tomorrow is going to be, even though you are quote unquote feeling it real, I want you to get what you're really feeling real. And so the little analogy, metaphor, comparison that I used in the video was, if you're looking at an open book, and let's consider your life to be an open book, and on the left is the page that you just read, and on the right is the page that you're going to read next, just like looking at a real book. If the page on the left and the page on the right were pretty much identical, would you keep reading the book? And when you turned the page, if the page on the left and the page on the right were still the same as the last two, would you continue to read the book? And the answer is no. You would continue to read a book if it was a page turner. And for a book to become a page turner, you have to have spine. You see, in a book, there's spine. Spine holds it all together. To have a page turner, you really get to have... Again, notice the four pillars, the four happy chemicals. When I read the Tom Clancy books, and I read them from the beginning to the end, toward the end, he's basically talking, and I'm talking in the Jack Ryan series, for those who want a little more specificity. In the Jack Ryan series, it begins chronologically with John Clark, and it ends with this thing called the campus, and John Clark is an older fellow on the campus. And I'm not going to give you any details if you haven't read it. To my opinion, they're pretty good. But the whole series is a page turner. And you fall in love with the characters. There's Domingo Chavez, Jack, both Jack Ryans. Yeah, I mean, you fall in love with these guys. You actually start to experience an understanding, a connection, the oxytocin, you know, the serotonin that some of the characters have and some develop over time. In other words, their position in the world, their position in their world. You get that dopamine of anticipation. What's next? And of course, the thrill. He really writes a good thrill, which, yeah, to a degree, would basically simulate or excite that whole endorphin bit really well. So that's how you write a page turner. It's also how you live a page turner. I'm getting ready to go to the pool in a little bit. And you know what? I'm sore from yesterday. I love the feeling that I have from being an athletic sore. Very different than the feeling of old guy sore, or very different from the feeling of I sit too much in a chair and build an empire sore. That athletic soreness, it's quite exquisite. The endorphin that comes from exercise, it's quite, you know, well, I like it. And, you know, I get to see my friends, my lifeguards, the people that work there. You know, there's that oxytocin bit. I do have a degree of status in the place. As you could probably imagine, I stand out and I give a crap about everyone to the point where it's, you know what, I walk in the room, I make a request, you know, they help me fast. I'm not a big shot, don't want to be, but I do have position there. And I also honor the position of those there. There's another thing with status. Can you honor other people's status without making you small? Because if you make you small, it's not honoring them or you. All right. So this whole page-turner thing, how do you do that? By the way, study some of this stuff. I love the Bourne movies. I just turned on the third one last night before, for a little bit in the tub, and while I'm doing my bubble bath. And I'm enjoying watching right from the beginning of the third Jason Bourne movie that, you know, Jason's in mischief again. And the way they introduce it, it's not that you don't have a clue what kind of mischief he's in, what's going on. You know, they introduce it in a way that you're in the middle of a story. You know, the story continues. It's the third movie, but still, you're in the middle of a story. It's how they began the first one, by the way, as well. You're in the middle of a story. And you can't help but, oh, here's some old friends that they reintroduce you to. You've got that oxytocin. Just watch stuff like that. Notice how your happy chemicals get activated. Don't settle for anti-cortisol. There's another one. Ready? A life, you ever watch a movie that's just boring? Oh, I just want a life that's not boring. That's not really anti-cortisol, but it's close. But I want you to notice, are you trying to build a life that's anti-something? Anti-lonely, anti-boring, anti... Well, I want you to surf. I really want you to surf. I really want you to soar. And I don't want you to just settle down. Calm. Skip calm. Go create. Alrighty, so go enjoy that video again. Hopefully, you've watched the X-Files 2 video that I put up with this. Then listen to this. Now go watch it again. And we'll catch you in the group. By the way, notice too, here's one more. Ready? Bonus point. We put out the show, and the show's a live show. And, you know, hey, Joe, hey, somebody, and blah, 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 so on and so forth. Some people don't like that. And it's fascinating to me, because I've gotten emails from people that say, "What? Just get to the point. Just start the show, get to the point. That way I don't have to waste any time." And it's interesting to me, because if I get these people to email me over time, I notice a couple things. One of them is they have no oxytocin going on. There's no fellowship. They have no interest in it. Can't find anyone. Can't imagine congratulatory conversations. Nobody would be happy to me or happy for me. But you really need to shorten the shows and quit saying hi to people. Right. And two, the other one is, and this is the flip side, I love when people find the show live and they go, "Hey, I'm here. Man, I finally made it live. Woohoo!" You get what that tells me? God. One, you know, they want some oxytocin. Two, we've got some status in their lives. And if we've got status in their lives, we can invite them to have status in their lives. ponder that for a bit. And by the way, how do I have status in their lives and Victoria have status in their lives? We have status in our own. Alrighty, have a great day. And this is Turn the Page.